Welcome to the 5 Seconds of Fame podcast. My name is Trevor Reddick, and we are back for another episode recapping Big Brother All-Stars. I believe it is week 7 in the house, and we had a little bit of a slow week, but as always, we're here to recap it. Of course, I got to introduce the man himself on this fine Thursday evening. His name is Brandon Siegel. Brandon, how are you doing?
You know, I am fantastic, Trevor, and you should call me Dr. Brandon from now on, because we have a doctor in the house, Dr. Will Kirby, the greatest Big Brother player of all time. It's so nice to finally see, you know, the type of person that he is on our TV screens. If it's not directly in the Big Brother house, near it, it makes me very happy to see. And, you know, I just can't wait to see what this week has in store with him, you know, influencing it. Of course, someone who would share the opinion that he is the greatest Big Brother player of all time, Dr. Will Kirby, that is of course Benjamin O'Brien. Ben, how you doing today?
Brandon, I'm really worried about you, because for some reason you seriously still think that Dr. Will is the greatest player of all time, and it's just not true. I mean, you're just wrong, okay? You can debate me all you want, but the fact is you're just wrong, okay? Like, you sound like an MJ fan right now, and you're just wrong, and you're blindly loyal towards Dr. Will, and you just can't look at the facts. The fact that Dan Gieseling is better than Dr. Will. I hate to break it to you, but it's the truth.
Yeah, you know, I don't know quite about that. The MJ fandom I agree with, because he's not the greatest basketball player of all time. But you know what? Different podcast for that discussion. But like Trevor said, we did have a little bit of a slow week. It definitely picked up in this episode. I talked to both you guys. This was my favorite episode of the season so far. Wouldn't you agree, Trevor?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they really, they took a lot of stuff that was back, like, on Friday and Saturday that theoretically should have been in the Wednesday episode, but it wasn't. They decided to put it in this episode. So they really, like, jam-packed all of, like, the game talk and all of just the stuff that I love watching. So it was a great episode.
Yeah, 100%. I completely agree. So why don't you start us off? Let's start recapping this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So this week we had Memphis as the HOH. He won this little puzzle comp. It was like a fire hydrant, I believe. He won the comp. And so Memphis's plan was to backdoor David. Now, with his initial nominations, he decided to put up Davon and Kevin. And just like Memphis did in the past, in week 2, he told no one about his plan. He nominated Davon and Kevin, which most of the house was okay with that. They were like, yeah, Davon and Kevin, one of them needs to go, for sure. But he never told anyone about his plan to backdoor David until right before the power veto, when all of a sudden he goes to the players that are picked for the veto, Danny, Tyler, and Nicole, and says, hey, can you guys throw the veto? And because I want to take out David. And they're all, like, very shocked. Tyler especially. You could see the look on his face. He was like, you want me to get out David? Really? You're going to backdoor David? And you could see it on his face. He went and told Cody. And I think this is definitely where Memphis went wrong. Really, it's Big Brother 101. You can never... you have to always get people behind your plan. If you want to backdoor someone, you need to make sure that the votes are there to get that person out. Memphis did not do this. He should have known that Cody and Tyler and most of the house would not have been on board, but he didn't even check, because Memphis seems to have a little bit of an ego and he wants to do what he wants to do. And I don't think that's great, but, Brandon, I want to start with you, regarding, you know, kind of Memphis's HOH and get some of your thoughts on his plan to backdoor David.
Yeah, it wasn't a good plan. It really didn't make a lot of sense from the start. What he was doing originally was smart. Put Davon and Kevin up. I have very little faith either one of them can win a veto. However, I mean, we have seen them. Definitely Davon win. I don't remember if Kevin has won one. I think he has at some point in time won a veto, but I'm not sure. I don't remember. But yeah, that was the right move to put them up and to not tell anyone, especially as alliance members. It just doesn't make any sense, frankly, so I wouldn't have done it at all. And then his whole reasoning behind not telling them and then talking to Davon and Kevin saying they weren't the target, it really put him in a bad situation with whoever stayed and with David. Then he makes this deal with David, which is completely phony. Makes no sense at all. I mean, of course, everyone ever, again, Big Brother 101, when you're offered a deal, you accept. That's just a fact, whether you actually take it to heart or not. And it didn't really seem like David did take it to heart. Which David is not the most capable player, as we know, from our ratings and just from watching the season. But, you know, he made the right move here, not to get to heart. But the deal was atrocious. None of it made any sense. It's kind of weird. Both of Memphis's HOHs, he did pretty terrible things, and he's actually come out okay. Like, not great, but he's come out okay. So it's very interesting, you know, to kind of see where this week ended, you know, and kind of how people thought of him. But just super, super weird how he treats everyone. Definitely a big ego issue. He really thinks he's running this house, and it's very funny because he's not. All of the people that he wanted to make those final three alliances with, I don't think he would beat any of them in the end. So it's very interesting to see kind of how he plays out. And I know, like, last week we talked about how he was starting to play a little bit. But yet, I see no way he wins necessarily, and this week did not help him, you know, towards that goal, in my opinion.
Yeah, so definitely. And Ben, I want to get some of your thoughts as well. Obviously, you know, Memphis, he had this plan. He didn't kind of ask anyone about it. Brandon, I like the point you kind of made about how, you know, Memphis, to me, and I agree that, you know, he didn't really do great things in his HOH, but he came out looking good. And I think I think the answer to that, I would say, is that Memphis has proven that he can win competitions. And I think if, you know, as this structure has proved the last couple seasons, if you can get a bunch of these comp threats together in an alliance, they can kind of run the whole thing. And if you prove yourself to win competitions, then they have incentive to keep you in there because they know that they will keep you safe. So I think that's, as far as that goes, I think that's what's going through, like, Cody's mind, Enzo's mind. They're like, you know, Memphis is never going to take us out. So even though we might not necessarily want to take them all the way to the end, we know that we're safe with them. But Ben, I want to get some of your thoughts as well on Memphis's HOH.
Yeah, so Memphis is an interesting character, and like Brandon said, we've seen him be HOH before. We're seeing him HOH for his second reign this season. And like Brandon said, he thinks he's running this house, and he's really not running this house. He thinks that he's got a bunch of loyal soldiers that are kind of backing every move that he makes, and that's just not the case. I mean, he really thinks, and he's very aggressive. Everything he says, it's very serious. It's very aggressive. He has a tendency to kind of, the way he talks to people, he kind of talks down to people. He feels like he's more important than them. He's smarter than them. And I just think, I don't know, it comes off to me as very condescending, very aggressive. He does that to a lot of people. So it's just very interesting to watch Memphis play the game. His nominations this week, I mean, for his game, they're fine. Like, I don't have a problem with them. They make sense. He's not gonna go after anybody in the committee because he formed the committee. He thought it was too early to go after anybody in the committee. He's not going to go after Enzo because Enzo is essentially a seventh member of the committee. So his three targets, or three of the people that he was somewhat targeting this week, Davon, Kevin, David, makes sense. I have no problem with that. But it's just, like, I don't know, very interesting. He's interesting to watch. I really don't hate him. I find him annoying. I don't hate him. I do think he's somewhat of a good villain, at least as close as we can get to a villain this season. So I do think it's very interesting to kind of watch him play. Another point I kind of noticed, and something I wrote down from this episode tonight, was when he was forming this wise guys alliance between, you know, him and Enzo, and then they have Cody on one side and Christmas on the other side, he said a couple times how he wants Enzo because he feels like he can beat Enzo in the final two. And I don't know how true that is. I don't know how true. You guys might disagree with me. I mean, I really, at this point, I don't know exactly how they would vote if it was Memphis and Enzo in the final two. But I keep saying, I really do think if Enzo's in the final two, and people know this, this is why I don't think Enzo's going to make the final two, because people know if Enzo's in the final two, I really don't see anybody beating him just because he's so well-liked and he's won some competitions. I really do think people are going to value Enzo, the fact that he didn't upset anybody. They're going to feel like he played a good social game just because he got along with people. He's fun. He won some competitions. So I don't agree with Memphis at all in that case when he thinks he wants to team up with Enzo because he can beat Enzo in the final two. And Enzo said, I think I can beat Memphis in the final two. And I agree with Enzo in that situation. So I don't know. That was the big thing that stood out to me this week with Memphis's HOH was, I don't think he's right. I really don't think he could beat Enzo in the final two. I actually think there's a decent amount of people that he might lose to in the final two just because people haven't been extremely happy with the way he's been playing this season. So I don't know. You guys might disagree with me. I don't know, Trevor. If you want to say, go for it. I really do think if it was him and Enzo in the final two, I think Enzo would end up beating him.
Yeah, so Ben, I'm glad you brought the wise guys, because that's the thing I wanted to go to next. So this was really interesting, and I actually enjoyed, I did watch this whole, like, kind of, it was like a 10 to 15 minute portion on the live feeds that all happened with him forming both of these three personalizes. So I watched all of it, and it was very entertaining. So Memphis, he first, he makes the final two with Enzo, and then he's in the room with... Well, I don't know which way it happened, but regardless, he makes the final three with Enzo and Cody, and it was kind of perfect how, I believe it was Memphis and Cody, and then Enzo came up into the room to then form the final three alliance, and as soon as they were both in the room, Memphis was just like, all right, listen up, here's the plan. Us three to the end, the wise guys. And literally, after he sends Cody out, or, and again, I forget the transition, but 5-10 minutes difference, Christmas is in there with Enzo. Memphis is like, all right, listen up. Us three then, the wise guys. Like, he repeated, like, the same exact, like his speech was the same exact thing. He, like, used the same exact, like, terminology. It was really funny to kind of watch. But I think regarding the final two thing, I think Memphis's read is wrong on this one. I don't think he can beat Enzo. I think he sees Enzo as someone who's just kind of, like, he gets along with everyone, but he's not, like, this actual player with a lot of agency in the game, doesn't have a lot of control. But I think, you know, we've seen in past seasons, likability can get you the win. I think Casey was a big testament to that. In Big Brother 20, I think Casey's actually a pretty similar player to Enzo. She's very likable. She can win comps. And she doesn't just limit herself to talking to the people in the Big Alliance. She really gets along with everyone. So I think Memphis, it's a bad read on his part. You know, the way he talks to people, it might lose him a couple jury votes, potentially. It's hard to see, but I think that's a bad read. And I also think, like, Cody and Enzo recognize what Memphis is doing. I think, like, a half an hour later, they were, like, laughing about it and, like, talking about the final threes. I think Enzo told him about the one with Christmas. So, like, they both know, and I think they're both totally cool about it. But it is interesting to see that Memphis is doing this. I just wonder how well it's going to work out long-term for him. I think now he's in a good spot, but at the end of the day, I'm not sure how he's going to be able to win the game. So it's definitely interesting. Brandon, did you have any thoughts, you know, as far as this whole wise guys thing goes?
Yeah, just one last thing that I wanted to mention. I truly believe everyone he made an alliance with, he wouldn't win against them at all. And this just shows me that, you know, his reads are really not good at all. And I made this point before we started the podcast. To me, him and Danny are playing rather similar games. They both think they're very much on top. And they both kind of think they're running things. And they also think that they can, you know, win people over, like a lot more people than they actually can. Really not in kind of the core of the main alliance. And for me, they're definitely two of the people that I think are going to go, maybe not directly next, but close to next.
Yeah, so quickly on that, I think what your point is that they both think they're in control, as you said, but they're really not. So I get that part of it, and that's totally true. I think they are definitely different games. I think Danny's in a lot more danger than Memphis is, because
100%.
Memphis just, like, they see that he's loyal because he's not running around and spreading, like, all these this information, trying to plant seeds like Danny's doing so obviously. So I think that does help Memphis. And they see that he's loyal, and also he's won HOH a couple times. And he's obviously, Danny has too, but he's kept them safe. And I just think that they know that Memphis will be loyal to them for a while. And they're right. They're right about it. So and Danny, she does come off as sketchy, so it's definitely interesting, but I think Memphis is definitely here for a little longer than Danny, but we'll see. Let's move on to the veto competition. We did get Tyler winning the veto comp. I think it was the right move for Tyler to just go and win it. He did a good job of smoothing things over with Memphis afterwards. You could tell Memphis was, like, really mad at Tyler, and Tyler was like, just, please, man, I'm sorry, but it was funny. I was like, I would not want to be in Tyler's position right now, because Memphis's wrath is, he was mad, but Tyler did a good job kind of smoothing it out, you know, explaining to him logically, like, hey, Davon and Kevin, they're a tight pair. We need to separate them, you know, and David really just, he hasn't been playing well. Davon doesn't trust him. Kevin might not trust him. So we need to keep David in here. And I think Tyler did a good job of doing that. And I think Memphis eventually recognized that, but it definitely took a little bit from Tyler there, and probably Cody as well. But I think it was good from Tyler. So Tyler, obviously, he doesn't use the veto. Davon and Kevin are on the block. And I think that was about it for Davon. You know, it's really hard for me to pinpoint, like, how Davon could have stayed this week. I mean, I feel like the cards were, it just was what it was as soon as she got nominated. I don't really see I mean, the only way out was her winning veto, and she couldn't do that. You know, she's not great at comps. She did win the one tweezers, but Davon historically is not good at competition. So the only way for her to save herself was win the veto, and she couldn't do it. So I don't know what else she could have done. I think it's in previous weeks, obviously, you know, she was just on the wrong side of the numbers, and some of her bad reads earlier in the game with, like, the Tyler Danny stuff is really probably the first thing that started to, you know, get her in trouble. But I think this week in particular, there's nothing I could point to say that directly got her evicted. She was clearly the bigger threat than Kevin. She was always going to go over him. So, Brandon, I want to get some of your thoughts on their choice to evict Davon, I guess. If you have any thoughts of, like, if you think this was the right move for the Big Alliance, and, you know, about, like, maybe Davon's game as well.
It was the right move. I think Davon had a very uphill battle. It's very tough not being in the Big Alliance, and she had a lot of bad reads over the past couple of weeks. I mean, you saw in her veto speech yesterday, she called out David being, like, in this alliance and a ton of people who were really not aligned together. So I think overall, just her continuous bad reads and not moving from, like, some of her stances, like, about where David voted at all, even when Kevin tried to talk to her. And I just think she kind of dug herself in a hole. And even though I do think she's a pretty good social player, I like the way that she talks to people, and she really is a fighter, and I applaud her for that. But this week, it was inevitable. I don't think she really had much of a chance to stay, especially over Kevin, a player who really has no capability of winning anything. It was just inevitable to happen. I had almost no faith in her, you know, kind of getting out of that this week.
Right. So, obviously, another big storyline was kind of like this vote that happened the previous week where basically, and they keep saying on the episode that it was Danny's plan. I really don't think that's true. I think it was Nicole's plan to, you know, not vote for Ian. Obviously, she didn't want to do it originally, but it was kind of her plan to plan it on David, and it worked very well. She got her alliance to back it up for her, especially Tyler. Tyler did a really good job of, like selling, like, you know, I think David voted me out. I don't think David voted to keep Ian. Like, so it was really, like, a great group effort, and it definitely had Davon convinced. Now, it's interesting because David has been sketchy in the past, but he's been loyal to Davon this whole time. You know, he did lie about the power, but I agree with what Kevin said on the episode. Like, yeah, he lied about the power, but it's, like, a little stupid lie. Like, it doesn't really matter. And also, like, I feel like if I was, I could say this being on outside the house, you know, armchair quarterback here, but I feel like with how David's playing the game, you should almost be able to recognize David's just a bad player. He's going to lie about stupid stuff like this. But Davon doesn't think so. So I don't know. She doesn't trust him. And she, for some reason, wants to trust Nicole. I guess, you know, from the Big Brother 18 stuff, she recognizes, okay, so Nicole betrayed me in Big Brother 18. I think, you know, she came to me on, like, day two, day three, whatever it was, and said, Davon, I'm so thankful for you giving me $500,000. It was your vote, and I want to make it up to you. And I think she really took that to heart, I guess, and didn't think that Nicole would end up betraying her again. So I don't know. It's tough, but this is the way Nicole played on Big Brother 18. It's the way she's playing again. You know, she's a good player, and she's going to make the right move. And I know it was hurting her to lie to Davon, but she didn't. I think Davon probably should have seen that Nicole was in the Big Alliance, but, you know, it is what it is. Ben, I wanted to get some of your thoughts about some of this whole vote situation. Just in general, what were some of your thoughts about it?
Yeah, so, I mean, like, everything you already said, Davon going home was essentially inevitable. It made too much sense. They're not going to send Kevin home. Kevin is absolutely no threat in this game. He has one competition win, I think, so. Not that Davon can win competitions, but socially, she's just a lot more threatening than Kevin is. So Davon going home makes sense. For Davon, I don't know. I was a little disappointed. I was extremely disappointed with her this week. I really just thought her reads were bad. She talked about today how, or in this episode tonight, how she didn't want to campaign. She said, I'm not going to campaign to whoever. It was like Tyler and blah, somebody else. I don't know. I don't like that. Like, I want to see you try your best. I want to see you absolutely try to campaign to everyone. Try your best to stay in the house. Overall, I like Davon. I don't love Davon. There's times where she really, really bothers me. Gameplay-wise, her two seasons prior, I really didn't feel like she was an all-star worthy candidate. Personality-wise, I totally get it. I totally get why she's on this episode or on this season. I'm not mad that she's on this season because entertainment-wise, I totally get it. She's a massive fan base. Gameplay-wise, I really don't think she has proven herself to be an all-star. But there are plenty of other people that are less worthy than she is on this season, so I'm not going to get into it that much. But yeah, I mean, Davon, I don't know. I was a little disappointed with her gameplay. I really wish she could have, you know, rallied more troops just in general this season. And it really, she was just kind of on the outskirts all season. There's really nothing she could do about it. So again, I totally get her going home. Nicole and Danny voting for her to stay, a little interesting. Especially because those two have been big proponents of they don't want to upset the House. They want to vote with the House. And it seems like they really had no problem voting for Davon to stay, even though I'm sure they knew to some extent that Davon was going to go home. So that surprised me a little bit. But again, her going home makes sense. I totally get it, especially for the people that voted for her to leave because she had some sort of relationship with Danny and Nicole. Danny and Nicole, people are looking for reasons in the future to start to evict people within their own committee, their own alliance, the committee. They're looking for reasons in the near future to evict people that they have to evict. And this is one of the reasons why, is because Davon is close to Nicole and Danny. So I totally get it. It makes sense. Moving forward, however, I do think it's going to become more interesting because I'm interested to see how this relationship between Davon, Nicole, and Danny is going to impact the game, because now all the guys in this alliance, they look at Danny and Nicole in this way. They kind of look at them as the top targets within this alliance. So moving forward, I'm very excited to see what's going to happen, especially if either Nicole or Danny gain power in this week or this next couple weeks, because I'm very interested to see what's going to happen, because I really have no idea what would happen in that case scenario.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's definitely interesting, too, because like you said, you know, they could find any kind of excuse. As we get to the vote, by the way, the vote was 5-2. Davon was evicted, Nicole and Danny being the only two people to vote to evict Kevin. And it was definitely a bad move, right? Like, you know, you're giving them an excuse to, you know, potentially put you on the block. And we just saw Memphis. He used the excuse that Davon used the veto on Kevin. So I think Memphis is a person that's going to use excuses. I also think Christmas is a person, as we have seen, she'll use any little thing that she deems valid as an excuse to put you up, even if it really doesn't make any sense. So Christmas is another person who I could totally see using this as an excuse to put them both on the block. But that's about it. I mean, I think regarding like Julie speaking to Davon, that was an interesting convo. I was really interested to see that, because I'm wondering, obviously, we're getting now two people in jury. I want to see who's going to be better, who's going to vote not better. Ian, for sure, I think, is going to vote for the best player. That's the vibe I got from him coming out of the House and in like other interviews I've seen. Davon, it's a little bit tougher. I'm not too sure. I'm leaning towards thinking that she won't be better because she wasn't better before. And she didn't seem too mad. She was like, yeah, like it was a little personal. But I think, you know, after a month, I don't think she'll be better. But Brandon, I wanted to get some of your last thoughts before we get into the ratings.
Yeah, I'll speak on that real quick, and then I want to bring up one other thing. I don't think anyone's going to be better. The only person I could possibly see being better is David or Kevin. And even them, I don't think it'll happen. David has not went through voting before, so he doesn't quite understand if there's someone he really... Like, if Memphis is there, and if it's Memphis against Kevin, you know...
He'd vote for Kevin.
Yeah, I could see him voting for Kevin, and that would suck. I really, really hope no one is bitter. It would make me very, very happy that we have no bitter jury at all. We've seen so many bitter jurors in the past couple of seasons. It's just not fun when that happens. But I want to talk about the triple eviction and Dr. Will Kirby, because I'm so pumped that we get more Will Kirby. I have been waiting. I mean, what has it been? Since season 7, which was in, what, 2006 or something?
Yeah, it's 2006.
So it's been 14 years since I got to be blessed with Will Kirby on my screen. And I can't wait for this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do get him. We get him twice now, because we usually get him jury roundtable, and we get him for, it seems like, a whole week. I don't know exactly if he'll be on every episode this week, but he might be. So that's definitely cool to see. I think it's going to be interesting. All we got from Dr. Will was that, you know, you have to choose between power and prizes. So, you know, I think it'll be interesting. Obviously, the first twist we had was the safety suite, which wasn't too bad, you know, compared to other twists we've had in past years, like Battle of the Block and BB16 and, like, the Hacker and, like, the BB Takeover and all these other things, Den of Temptation. I think the twists so far this season have been better than years past, even though I don't like twists in general. So I'm kind of hopeful for it. We'll see. We'll see what happens with the twist. But yeah, the triple eviction, I'm super excited. We have 9 people left, and we're going to be at 6 a week from now. So next podcast, we will be at 6 people. So I think it's real interesting. But yeah, if you guys are ready, we can get into the ratings. I think while I do the ratings, I'm also going to kind of talk about their position in the house, you know, within the house structure as well. But I'll do that within the ratings.
So, Trevor, start us right off then. First up, we got Christmas.
All right, so Christmas. Obviously, Christmas, during her HOH week, she took quite a hit in the whole blow-up with Bailey and Davon. It hurt her position in the house. I think it hurt her jury management. And I think it hurt how people, you know, perceive her as kind of, like, trustworthy. I think it made people maybe see her as less trustworthy. So I did move her down after that, I think to a 4, or maybe it was even lower. But now I've actually moved her back up a half point to a 4.5. So I have her at a 4.5. I thought it was really interesting what she did this week. In particular, the conversation with David we saw on the episode tonight where she was saying, "Hey, David, I know that you were telling the truth about the vote last week. I know that you, Davon, and Kevin were the people who voted to evict Tyler and save Ian. And there were certain people who tried to make you look bad." And she kind of nudged it toward Nicole and Danny. It's really interesting. It's clear that, and we've seen, you know, not necessarily on the episodes, but in feeds, we've seen that Christmas is kind of starting to have it out for Danny in particular. And it seems like that, I don't know how much it transfers over to Nicole, but it seems like she's trying to direct David in a direction to take out Danny, or at least put them up. And then obviously the house would vote out Danny in that scenario. So I think it's interesting. David could tell people about it. I mean, if this gets back to Nicole could potentially tell Cody, and, you know, things could go bad from there. But I don't know. I think I can't decide if I like it or not, honestly. But my rating's a 4.5. I think Christmas has definitely shown herself to be more capable this season than BB19. Obviously, it's a low bar, but nevertheless, I think Christmas has been at times impressive, at other times just obnoxious, but nevertheless, it's 4.5.
So, Trevor, I am not a big supporter of Christmas at all. I don't think she's that good at the game. I've consistently not given her very good ratings. I think her highest one for me is a 5.5, and I honestly, that's generous. But you didn't give her enough credit this week in the slightest bit. I'm very impressed with Christmas, and I can't remember if I said this earlier or not, but I really only see situations where she's in Final 3. It's going to be hard, I think, for her to not be in Final 3 unless Danny wins this HOH. I could see her potentially putting Christmas up, but even then, I don't think it'll happen. I think Danny goes before Christmas. So I have her all the way up at a 6. I gave her a 2-point bump. I'm very, very impressed with her game this week. And honestly, I'm very surprised you only gave her a 4.5. Ben, what do you think?
Brendan, I completely agree with you. I had her at a 4 last week. I bumped her up to a 6 this week. I think there's a very, very, very good chance that she is the last girl remaining in this game. We only have,
100%.
We only have 3 girls remaining in this game anyway. We have Christmas, Nicole, and Danny. I really do think Christmas is probably going to be the last girl standing in this game. I agree with you. I think there's a strong possibility she could be in the Final 4, maybe even the Final 3. Do I think she'll win? Maybe, probably not, though. But I am going to give her a 6 this week just because I think she's in a better position this week than she was a week ago.
Yeah, and to comment on the winning thing, I was going to give her a 6.5, actually. And the reason I didn't is because I do not think she will be able to win. I think she'll make it to Final 3, and honestly, very easily could see her going to Final 2. With the situations that I have laid out in my head, she goes to Final 2 in every single one. So, in my opinion, I don't think she's going to win. I agree with you, and that's why I didn't give her a 6.5. Trevor, we have Cody up next.
Yeah, so I think, like, just lastly on Christmas, I almost gave her a 5. I just think, well, first of all, I was trying to make my averages a little bit lower. I was trying to get close to a 5. It's still not a 5. It's, like, above a 5 still. But I was trying to make it a little bit lower, and I have 5 people that I gave a higher rating than Christmas out of the 9. So it was tough to give her, I consider her a 5, but it was tough to give her much higher. And I also think it would take a rare scenario for her to win. And I also only think there's 2 people, maybe 3, but probably 2 people that would take her in Tyler and Memphis. But going to Cody, I've actually bumped Cody up again. I have him all the way up at a 9 because Cody, as we're seeing, the numbers are dwindling down, and Cody continues to remain in power. He's really been in control of the game almost every week, except for the one week when it seemed like Tyler somewhat turned the tables on him. I believe, I don't know whose HOH it was on, maybe Enzo's or something, but other than that week, Cody's really been in control the whole way. He set up so well. You know, he has, obviously, the committee that's behind him. He has final twos with Enzo, with Memphis, with Nicole. And he has these two final, well, he has the one final three with Memphis and Enzo. Tyler has no interest. Tyler can't go after Cody anytime soon because he has other people to worry about. So the only person that I could see really coming after Cody is probably Kevin. David, there's a chance, but I think it's small, and I think David's someone who could be convinced to go after Danny and Nicole as Christmas has already started planting seeds. I think Tyler and Cody might kind of do the same thing. But I think Kevin's really the only solid person that would go after Cody. And Kevin now has no one, really, other than David. Davon just got evicted, so Kevin's chances of winning HOH are 1-9 if Memphis plays. If he doesn't, 1-8. And I think Kevin's the most likely person to leave this week. So Cody's position is continuing to get stronger. He's the most likely person to win this game. I think he could 100% win a jury vote. I think Davon would have no problem voting for him. And Ian, I think, respects Cody a lot, so Cody is in the driver's seat right now.
Yeah, I bumped him up half a point to an 8.5. Not going to go too much into it because you explained very well. But he's really done so great. He's one of four people I see being in the final three. And I'll explain more when I get to the last person, who it is and why I think there's one of four people. I have him at a very high chance he makes it to final three. He's just in such a great position. Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, so Cody's been in a great position this whole season. He's really, everybody likes him. It seems for some reason everyone wants to talk game with him. He's always talking game with pretty much anyone in the house. There's nobody that doesn't want to talk to him. And I really do think, I don't see anybody in this house winning HOH and putting him up, except for maybe, like Trevor said, maybe Kevin. And the only reason I could see Kevin putting Cody up is because Cody put Kevin up. And if Kevin wins HOH, which is very unlikely, Kevin's going to put up, Kevin doesn't like to upset people, so he's just going to put up two people that put him up just because he doesn't want to upset the house. But the thing is, half the house has put up Kevin. So even if you say Kevin's going to put up somebody that put him up, Cody's one of at least three or four people that have put him up. So even if Kevin wins HOH, I think there's a good chance Cody doesn't get put up. So I really don't see Cody going up this week or in the next probably 3 or 4 weeks at all. So I really do think Cody's in an awesome position. So I gave him an 8. I had him at an 8 last week. I'm keeping him at an 8. The reason being is anything higher than an 8, that's starting to get really, really high. And I don't feel super comfortable with anybody at this point giving them anything higher than an 8 just because, that, in my opinion, that's super high. And we just don't know. It's Big Brother. So an 8 in my book is basically the highest you can go unless it's almost a guarantee you're going to win. So I'll give him an 8. That being said, I do think he's probably in the best position in the house. And I said that last week, and I still agree with that this week. I think he's in the best position in this house.
Trevor, we have Danny up next.
Right. And to add to that, I think, like Kevin has talked about, like potentially putting up Cody next to Memphis. If that's the scenario, Cody would definitely stay. So I think in addition, even if Kevin does put Cody up, in most scenarios he's going to stay. The only potential one that could result in Cody leaving is if he's next to Enzo. That's the only chance, really, and I think that's very unlikely. So with Danny, again, with the averages, trying to get that 5, and also, like, Danny just has continued to play bad. Like, she, at some point, as the numbers are dwindling down and your position starts to deteriorate, you need to do something to reverse that, and Danny's done nothing to reverse that. She's only made it worse. So I gave her a 3.5 this week. You know, she really wanted to hold on to Davon, which for her game, she should want to hold on to Davon. But the problem is there was no way that was ever going to happen. She just doesn't have the backing of really anyone outside of Nicole to try to make that happen. So she kind of made it public that she wanted to keep Davon and wasn't able to execute it, which as a result has to hurt her position because that's another potential ally of Danny's. Now, really, she only has Nicole, essentially, like no one else is, and even Nicole, like I feel like would almost be willing to let her go, you know. So there's really no one that's willing to stick their neck out for Danny that much at this point. She's super like snowed by Cody. She thinks she has Cody's complete trust. She doesn't. Cody would totally be willing to let her go, and there's definitely some people that could win HOH and take her out. I could see Tyler and Enzo potentially putting her up. I could see Christmas potentially putting up Danny. And then again, if David is convinced, he could be someone who could take out Danny. So right there, that's four people out of potentially 9 that could all put up Danny. And if she's up against Nicole, she's guaranteed to go home unless she wins veto. So, not looking good for Dani.
So, I bumped her down half a point to a 3.5. And, Trevor, you said something interesting about how when you're doing bad, you got to get yourself out of that position. What's crazy is Dani is starting to do really, really bad, but she doesn't even know it. Her reads on the game have been so atrocious. She really thinks she's running a lot of this house, and she has a lot of people's trust, when in reality, she does not. So what's funny is that you're 100% correct that you would think that she would want to get out of this bad situation, but she doesn't even know she's in this situation, at least in my opinion. So that's why I bumped her down to a 3.5.
100%.
Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't have a whole lot to say about Dani. You guys pretty much said everything. I'm going to keep her at a 4. I had her at a 4 last week. A 4 is pretty low in my book. It's one of the lowest out of any of the scores. So, I can't see her winning. I think she played really hard at the beginning, and it's just kind of catching up to her. People really don't trust her. So I'll keep her at a 4. I really don't have a whole lot of faith in Dani winning this game.
Next up, we have the top tier player of this game, David.
All right. So David. All right. So once again, I moved David up by a half point. When I move David up,
you moved him up.
Hold on. When I do move David up, it's very minimal because I'm very hesitant to do so. However, I did move him up to a 3, and the reason why is because people want to keep him in for the sole reason of, like, basically, like, he's bad at the game and he's not a threat, and we could potentially steer him into taking out the other committee members. So Cody's starting to think about that. Christmas is starting to think about that. You know, even like Enzo, maybe even Tyler, but Tyler's having a difficult time right now. I'll talk about that a little bit more. But I did move him up to a 3 because I think he's pretty, he's somewhat safe right now. Now, I'm saying that, and then he could be on the block with Kevin, and Kevin could win veto, and then he's going home this week. So, we'll see, but I think he's at least relatively safe for now, because people just see him as, like, this, the GOAT. Like, not the good GOAT, the GOAT that anyone can beat at the end. So, it's a 3.
Yeah, I kept him at a 2. He did nothing to advance his score. I wouldn't say he had a horribly terrible week. But it's not anything super positive. I could see honestly putting up to 2.5 just from my previous 2, just because he did, you know, establish that relationship with Christmas and stuff. But I'm just gonna keep it at a 2. I think that's the best rating for him right now.
So I kept him at a 3, and the reason I kept him at a 3, simply put, I didn't put a whole lot of thought in it because David doesn't put a whole lot of thought into his Big Brother game, so he doesn't deserve me putting a whole lot of thought into his ranking. So I kept him at a 3. Nothing special. We can keep it moving.
Trevor, next up we have Enzo.
All right. Enzo, I ended up keeping him at an 8. I debated going up, but I don't think that was the right move because I think Enzo really is just staying stagnant. I mean, he did. So here's the thing. It is good that Memphis included him in both of his final 3 alliances, for sure. However, it's really like, again and again, Enzo hasn't shown me really at all that he can kind of take control of like any kind of move or own any kind of move that would give him credit in a potential final 2 scenario where he's against a Cody or a Tyler that would convince me that he can beat either of those 2 players if he's at the end with them. So I think that's why the hesitancy is there. I mean, 8's still a super high rating. He's still very safe. He's not going home really anytime soon, but it's, because to me, like, Enzo's locked in for Final 4. I think it's, like, a guarantee. I really see no way where he's not in Final 4. So, ultimately, it's like, okay, so how is he going to get the jury votes? And I'm having a little bit of a hard time. He could, if he's against Christmas or Memphis, he could. But I think if he's in the Final 2, the most likely Final 2 scenario is probably Cody. And then after that, you can argue maybe Memphis, or even Nicole, and Nicole's another person I don't know if he could beat, but I think an 8's, you know, high enough. I'm not ready to go higher than that.
So I was going to give him an 8.5, but I decided not to, literally for the reason that you said. Just I don't see him winning the game. I see him being in Final 3, though. I'm pretty convinced him and Christmas are almost pretty sure to be in Final 3. I'm fairly confident with that analysis and that prediction. And I think Enzo's played a good game, but I 100% agree with you, Trevor. You said it perfectly. I don't see him using his words and being able to explain why he should win the game. So for that, I didn't move him up higher than an 8. He is playing a good game, but not well enough to explain to a jury why he should win. Ben?
I agree with 100% everything you two said. I had him at an 8 last week. I'm going to keep him at an 8 this week. Just like Trevor said, I can't see if he's up against somebody that's actually making moves. I can't see him explaining why he should win, just because he hasn't created any moves. He's been involved in everything because people have gone to him, but he hasn't made his own moves that benefit his game. He's kind of just kind of gone with the flow, and people have wanted to include him, but he hasn't gone out of his way to, you know, start something or initiate a move. So he hasn't initiated anything. So I really just don't think people would give him a whole lot of credit to give enough credit to win this game. So I can see him going far. And again, I could see people being threatened by him towards the end. They don't want to go up against him because they're afraid that they'll lose to him with the jury. So I really have a hard time seeing people even want to bring him to the final two in the first place. That being said, he's still in a really good spot. People love him. He'll be around for at least, I'd say, 4 to 5 weeks, which I guess that'd be the end of the season. So maybe 4 to 5 evictions, I should say. I think he'll be around for a long time. So I'm going to keep him at an 8. Great spot. I wouldn't say the best spot in the house, but I do think he's in an amazing spot in this house.
Trevor, next up we have Kevin.
All right, so Kevin, I had to move down. He's the most likely person to go home this week. It's as simple as that. I gave him a 2.5. Now, again, another one of his big allies, one of his main allies went home, and Dave Vaughn. We saw in week 2, Nicole Anthony went home at the time. That was his number one ally. We saw Bailey go home, one of his big allies. And now we've seen Davon go home. Ian was also another ally. So all of Kevin's allies are going home, and all he really has left is David, who isn't really the greatest ally to have, but it's tough for Kevin. He's got to win an HOH. It's as simple as that. If he doesn't, he is likely to go home this week. You know, he's got to start making inroads with someone. He needs someone to pull him in. And I think like Tyler probably needs to think about pulling him in. But it's going to be tough. I think it does help at least that, like, he's not a big threat. And I could see, like, if they have an opportunity maybe to say, you know, regardless, you know, whether who it is on HOH, but if, say, it's a, like, Christmas and she has an opportunity to take out Danny, she might do that, or vice versa. If it's Danny, maybe she'll take the opportunity to take out Christmas. But, you know, that's about it. I mean, he could survive a few more weeks, but I don't think he's long for this game.
I put Kevin from a 3.5 to a 2. Kevin's going home this week. He's probably done. I don't have a lot of faith in him staying at all. And I think he'll be out the door next. Ben?
Yeah, I bumped him down to a 2. I had him at a 4 last week. I bumped him down to a 2, which is my lowest out of the people remaining. I really can't see any scenario where we're sitting here a week from right now and Kevin's still in this game, because I don't see him winning an HOH. And what's going to happen is next week there's 3 evictions. It's going to get crazy. Things are going to happen. People are going to have to make very quick decisions. And I do think that if somebody takes a swing and a miss at somebody else, a bigger target, Kevin's going to be the collateral damage. They're just going to be like, all right, let's just send Kevin home and then we'll figure it out from here. Like Trevor said earlier with David, David's already been established as the player that you just kind of bring along because he has nobody. So Kevin's not going to fulfill that role because that's already David's role. So I really don't see any situation where somebody wants to keep Kevin along. So again, they're probably just going to get rid of him next week when they don't. Basically, they don't know who else to get rid of. They'll just kind of send him home because essentially it's just like, you know, a note. It's not like it's like it never happened. It's, you know, you get rid of him and move on. It won't have big implications on this house because he really doesn't have a strong relationship with anybody left. So I'll give him a 2, the lowest in the house. I mean, Kevin, his game's essentially over. I really can't see him. He won't be here a week from now. I can almost guarantee you that.
Yeah. There's no way he survives the triple eviction. I 100% agree. Next up, we got Memphis.
All right, Memphis. So Memphis, I believe I gave a 7 last week, and I did bring that down slightly. I gave him a 6.5. I think his original nominations were good, Davon and Kevin, because really, like, all Memphis had to do was just see what the house wanted and do what the house wanted. Like, if I was in his position, that's what I would have done. And so he did have the right original noms. However, his, you know, plan to one out David was a little sketchy. It didn't really make a lot of sense for his game or anyone's game, really. And I think, once again, just like during his first HOH, you had like Cody and Christmas and Tyler and all these people talking about, man, why isn't Memphis telling me about the plan? Like, that's kind of weird. Like, and I don't know. It's just something that potentially can lose trust. It doesn't make me feel as great about his game in the long term. And also, again, it's he did make these two final threes with Cody and Enzo in one, and then Enzo and Christmas in the other. But I think, like, Cody and Enzo are always going to take each other before Memphis. I think, you know, like, Christmas, well, I don't know who Christmas would take more about out of Enzo and Memphis, but she's also more loyal to Tyler than anyone, so there's that. And I think, like, Memphis's jury management, I don't know at the end of the day how well it's going to work out for him. I think Ian might respect his game, but I'm not sure if Davon will necessarily. And I also don't think some of these other, like, I don't think, like, Tyler respects his game. I don't think some of these other people really would vote for him in the end either. So it is kind of tough to see how he would win. I think his chances are better than Christmas's, but that's not necessarily saying a lot. So I'll give him a 6.5. He's safe for now. He's not going, I think he'll survive the triple eviction, but then again, like, who knows, I guess.
I put Memphis down to a 6. For a lot of things you said, I think he has a possibility to go in this triple eviction for sure. But I don't know. It's going to be close to see if he comes out. Ben, I'm interested to see what you have to give him.
Yeah, so I had him at a 7 last week. I agree with you, Brandon. I bumped him down to a 6. And what I'll say about Memphis is I don't really know what's going to happen. He's kind of a big question mark. I don't really have a strong guess on what's going to happen with him. I could see him maybe going home in this triple eviction next week, just because I really think anything can happen next week. A triple eviction is absolutely crazy. We've never seen it before. I really do think anything could happen. So the big word with Memphis here is it's just uncertain. I really have no idea what's going to happen with him. There is a chance that he could maybe get to the final three, and there's a chance he could be the next one evicted. He's kind of just a big question mark for me. I really have no idea what's going to happen with him. He doesn't really share a whole lot what he's thinking with other people. So that being said, I really don't have a whole lot of feelings about him just because he's a big question mark. Again, I really have no idea what's going to happen with him. It's extremely uncertain. I really don't know. I have no idea.
All right, Trevor, second to last one here. We got Nicole Franzel. All
right, so one point that I haven't brought up for anyone else is, like, the endgame competitions. Like, in the last couple seasons, we've seen how the physical competitions have really increased. We saw Jackson absolutely dominate in the endgame competitions, and then Big Brother 20, Casey and Tyler pretty much ran through them in Big Brother 20. So Nicole is one of those people where if it's physical competitions, I don't think she's going to win a single one. And you have a lot of these other people who are going to be good at them. Cody, Enzo, maybe Memphis, maybe even Tyler as well. So they're all going to be better than her at comp. So I am concerned about Nicole as far as her winning competition. She hasn't won one yet, I believe. So I think that's something to be concerned about. I did give her a 6. I think that it's like, I think her losing Davon is probably not the greatest thing for her. However, I do think people don't see her as a threat at the moment. I don't think anyone's really gunning for her at all. Now, again, like, David could try to put her up, and if Danny wins the veto, that would be a scenario where she could go home. But again, Danny would always go over her, so Danny would have to win the veto, which is, again, 1 of 6 chance. It's pretty unlikely. But she could go home there. But again, she does have Cody. Cody truly is really loyal to Nicole, so I think she has that going for her. I think that helps her because Cody might take her to the end, you know. That could help. I also think that, you know, she has a decent relationship with Enzo. I think she has an okay relationship with Tyler. It's a little questionable. The Christmas relationship, I think she needs to work harder on Christmas because that one's starting to deteriorate. But I'll keep her at a 6. I didn't really have enough evidence to take her down or up. I think the Davon jury vote could be interesting because, you know, it's hard to know if she's going to be better. But I don't think she will be. So I'm not going to – I thought about moving her down, but I didn't. Because I do think Nicole has a real shot to win in the end. Better than most people. I think better than everyone except for Cody, Tyler, and maybe Enzo. I think, like, she's the fourth most likely person to win a jury vote. Not necessarily to win. I think Memphis is still safer, but I think she's the fourth most likely person to win a jury vote.
So I went down to a 5. I think your judgment was lapsed here a little bit in the sense that she voted with Danny, and they know it's her and Danny that voted to get rid of Kevin. And I think the Big Lions is noticing that those two are kind of a pair and that they're separated. So that's why I moved her down to a 5. Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, Brandon, again, it's boring. I don't like when I agree with you. It's no fun, but I agree with you. I bumped her down to a 5. I had her a 6 last week. I bumped her down to a 5. Big thing is she's associated with Danny, whether she likes it or not.
Yeah,
the whole house sees her with Danny. The reason I had Danny at a 4, the reason I have Nicole higher than Danny at a 5 is because, one, I just think Danny's in a worse spot, and two, I think Nicole is just a better player in general. Not necessarily saying that, I think Danny's in a little bit of a worse spot. I'm not saying Nicole's a way better player than Danny, but I do think Nicole's a better player than Danny, and I don't know if that's going to have a huge impact on her staying longer, but I just felt like I had to give her one more point higher than Danny just because she's in a little bit of a better spot and she's a better player in general than Danny is.
Yeah, I feel that. Next up, we have Tyler. Last one, Trevor.
Yeah, so, and it's also interesting, you know, we've had a lot of feed outages, so it's hard to know how they're going to react to Nicole doing this. I don't think Cody's really going to care ultimately, but I could be wrong, and you guys might be more right on this one, but we'll see. Tyler, I had a hard time deciding where to put Tyler. I also ended up, I believe, keeping him at the 6. It's really tough, like, figuring out between, like, Memphis, Tyler, and Nicole, who has the best chance at this point. I think they're all kind of in that next tier behind Cody and Enzo. You know, but I have him at a 6. I think that also, like I talked about with Danny, now, not even close to as bad as the position Danny's in, but Tyler is also in a position where, you know, he had the week where he almost quit. He had over-admitted to Davon and Bailey about how, you know, he was out to get them or whatever the case may be. And him over-admitting how much at fault he was instead of admitting nothing and saying it was all Danny and Nicole really did hurt him. And that still has had a huge impact. It had a big impact with Davon and Bailey, obviously. And it's also had a big impact, I think, with David and Kevin to a certain extent. David now just really doesn't trust Tyler. And he's like in like the you will not manipulate me mode, the same thing he did with Janelle earlier in the season. He's kind of in that mode. He's like, Tyler, you are a great player. I will not let you manipulate me. And he's really in that mode. And that's going to make it hard for David to ever trust Tyler again. I think with Kevin, that's there to a certain extent. However, Kevin does just like Tyler in general. He's talked about in his like morning, I don't know, talking to the camera. When he talks to the camera in the morning, he talks about how, like, I like Tyler and I don't want to put him up. I mean, Davon was trying to convince him to do so anyway, but we'll see if he even wins HOH. But Tyler needs to do some work. You know, Cody obviously has many more connections than he does, and I think he needs someone to take a shot at Cody so that he can then take over that position. I think, and Taryn said this, and I think I agree with him, I think that Tyler needs Memphis out of the game. I think he needs Memphis out of the game because Memphis is kind of like taking his position right now. Like, he made the 2-3 person alliances, and he's also won these comps now. He's proven his loyalty, and he's never done anything to show Cody that he shouldn't be trustworthy. Whereas Tyler has been a little sketchy at times. He's, you know, tried to do some other things with Davon and Bailey, and he was trying to get like Danny out earlier than Cody wanted, which made Cody a little, you know, sketched out. So it is interesting. I think Tyler is expendable in the next few weeks. I think he could be in danger in this triple eviction. So it's going to be interesting to see, but he's not in the greatest position right now, and he's going to need to do something to turn it around.
So I kept him at a 6.5. I disagree just a little bit. I'm not saying he's in this, like, fabulous position, and he does have some work to do, but I don't think his position got worse this week. I also don't think he got better, so I kept him at the exact same rating. Ben, finish us off here.
Yeah, I'm keeping him at the same rating I had him last week. I had him at a 6 last week. I'm going to keep him at a 6 this week. Not the best position in the house, definitely not the worst position in the house. He's a good player. I have a lot of faith in him just because I know he's a good player. I've seen him. I've seen it before. He has a good track record. He's very likable. People get along with him, even when he kind of messes up. For instance, when he refused to throw the veto competition, he won it. Memphis isn't happy. He smoothed it over. He has the ability to smooth things over, to kind of calm people's nerves a little bit. So I have a lot of faith in Tyler. So I'm going to keep him at a 6. I'm not super high on him right now, but I think, especially if he's still in the house a week from right now, I think a lot of things can change. Again, with this triple eviction coming up, I'm a little worried just because taking a shot at Tyler is a big move, and I think in a triple eviction or a double eviction, when things happen very quickly, that's the time that a lot of times you'll take a very big shot at somebody just because you get them out really quickly. You don't have to deal with a whole week of, you know, them trying to talk you out of it, stuff like that. So I'm a little worried that we might see somebody try to take a shot at Tyler this coming week if the right person wins HOH or whatever. But I have him at a six. I still think he's in a decent spot, and I have a lot of faith in his ability to play this game because we've seen it before.
Yes, I 100% agree with you, Ben. But I think we'll wrap up the episode here. I'm looking forward to this next week. A lot of exciting stuff. Will Kirby, Dr. Will, and Triple Eviction. It's going to be a great episode. With that being said, thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. We appreciate all the support on this new podcast. Go check out our podcast network on Twitter. The link is in the description at The Small Baller. You know, check that out. Follow us on there so you know when all of our podcasts go live. And of course, subscribe to this podcast here. Leave us that 5-star rating. All of that we really, really appreciate, and we do notice it. So, yeah. Like I said, thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
That's it, yo.